My blackness is quote unquote too loud. I've been told to go back to where I've come from, and basically everything from my hair to the way that I speak has been judged. The father of one of the kids shouted at the lifeguard and said, "Get that black girl out of the pool."
Basically, she was recording us because she didn't believe that we belonged there, and she didn't believe that we were meant to be in that kind of neighborhood.
We cannot ignore the struggles of the black community and then say, oh yeah, no, but all lives matter. All lives cannot matter until black lives matter.
I am praying for black happiness in people's lives so that we don't always have to live in constant struggle and strive for freedom. Do I feel seen or recognized as a black person? I would say yes, I do feel seen and recognized as a black person in South Africa, because majority of us in South Africa are black people, and when I do turn on the television, I do see a lot of black people, and I do have a lot of black heroes as well that come from this country and this continent in general. So I would say that I do feel seen and I do feel represented in my own country.
Firstly, I'm black, female, and I'm also from another country. I'm from Eswatini. And I've had to endure racism, xenophobia, colorism, and tribalism during my time in South Africa.
What struggles and challenges do I face or have I overcome as a black person in South Africa? I think as a black person in South Africa, we face a lot of challenges pertaining to our race. But I also think as a black person, we have like a double whammy where we have challenges pertaining to our race and we have challenges pertaining to class. So within the black community, there's a lot of classism. So that also changes according to which class you are in. But I think from a personal perspective, I don't think I've experienced major challenges or struggles, except for probably just feeling insecure in certain spaces because of how people make me feel, or feeling insecure in those spaces because I just don't feel like I can relate to people. And I think as well, having gone to a Model C and a private school, just having to face the challenge of assimilation and trying to find yourself in between the worlds of white and black. I would say those were the challenges that I did face as a black person in South Africa.
My ethnic background, the color of my skin, everything. Also, I really have faced a lot of over-sexualization, especially as a black girl. You're curvy. People will always see something in you, and it's really scary growing up that way. I was probably 4 years old. I was still in preschool, and we were swimming at our estate's like pool, right? So we had this country club and there was a pool, and while we were swimming, this white kid that I was playing with, their father like came up, like there was a bunch of white kids and I was the only black kid. The father of one of the kids shouted at the lifeguard and said, "Get that black girl out of the pool." I really did not understand what was going on. He was so violent. He went purple and red, shouting at the lifeguard for having me in the pool and told me I did not belong there, wondering how did I sneak in. Whose mom do I work for? Me, a child working for someone. And I literally ran home and told my mom, and she went and looked for the parent who said really, really hurtful things. And that was the first time I heard the K word being uttered. And it was such a big thing, but I didn't understand why.
My friends and I were leaving my house in Pretoria. And they were picking me up. So the car was just parked outside and they were picking me up. So I was walking to a car. And when I look across the road, there was a white African lady who was recording us. And so I just went up to her and I was like, "Excuse me, what do you think you're doing?" And basically she was recording us because she didn't believe that we belonged there, and she didn't believe that we were meant to be in that kind of neighborhood.
3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, there was a neighborhood watch group, like on WhatsApp, and my parents were part of it. And the neighbors, Caucasian neighbors, racially profiled me, saying that, like, oh, there's a suspicious black person driving this car. I don't know what he's doing. Like, he's just chilling outside. Bear this in mind, I'm outside my own home. So the embarrassment that came out of that, he's like, yeah, please look out. Like, he looks suspicious. He might break into your homes, whatnot.
I'll not speak on the school system in South Africa because I feel like it's very toxic and unfavorable to black people. Every rule created was favored, you know, for white people. And like the color of our hair, texture, what protective styles we were allowed to have or not. Imagine having your braids measured because they wanted to check for thickness. That was crazy. My high school was actually very publicly outed for racism in 2016. Speaking our ethnic languages was not allowed, but Afrikaans was encouraged, actually. The rules were very harsh on black people, but like, if you throw in some white tears, you are getting away scot-free. If you ever spoke about the racist remarks made by any of your classmates, all the classist remarks they made about you for being from a township school, you were said to be bullying them. You'd actually get more trouble than the person who said something offensive about you. The girl actually said the K word and she didn't get in any trouble. Instead, the teachers protected her. Do I think there'll ever be justice and change? I hope so. I'm working towards that. That's what we all are fighting for, because I think justice is attainable, especially because our demands are very simple. We just want equality. We just want a seat at our table. We just want world leaders to hear us and take us seriously and see the need for change. See the need for change and implement those changes. Be more inclusive. That's all we want. It took protests to get one police officer arrested in America. You know, they can't ignore us any further. And we actually need to take up the space and cement ourselves.
I really do think there will be change for black people in South Africa, because I can't speak for other contexts. But in South Africa, I feel like there would be change because, first of all, we are a very, very young country. As the youth of South Africa, people born from 1995, we are basically, quote unquote, the first generation who were born in the Republic of South Africa, the new South Africa. So it will take some time for things to change. But I see a lot of economic freedom happening among black people. It's already happening in major cities. Looking at just, when I think of a black neighborhood, like a Soweto. Soweto is rising economically. Soweto is doing a lot of things. People are hustling, people are working to create some form of economic help for themselves. And for me, that gives me so much inspiration that actually as black people, no matter what other people think, we are actually working hard and we are actually making things happen for ourselves. So I think that there's gonna be a lot of black economic rise happening. And also black education. Going to university, there's a lot of black people in university. And I feel like those people have a lot of potential to create change in the world. And they are creating change already in the world in the smallest ways. So I think there'll be a lot more economic rising, but also just in general, black happiness. I am praying for black happiness in people's lives so that we don't always have to live in constant struggle and strive for freedom.
There are three things that, like, as a society, as human beings, we cannot, like, you know, abolish. We can alleviate, but not abolish. There's crime, hunger and racism. Those three, especially racism, we cannot like get rid of just like that.
We need black representation in our school systems, judicial systems, health systems, parliament, senate. We need people of color to fight for each other. I see South Africa with more and more black successful people in power bring each other up, and I hope to see Africa and her people unified. All Lives Matter movement is important. I do believe though that all lives do not matter until black lives matter. We cannot ignore the struggles of the black community and then say, oh yeah, no, but all lives matter. All lives cannot matter until black lives matter. All lives, meaning black, colored, Indian, white, Asian, Hispanic, Latin, and everything in between, all lives matter. But until black lives are just as important, then all those lives do not matter. We cannot now say all lives matter when black lives are not prioritized as well. But let us stand up against anti-blackness perpetrated throughout the world. To anyone who's listening to this, I want you to know that you matter.
To the person listening to this, I want you to know that you are loved. You're incredibly important. You're so special and you are needed. And you do nothing but serve blessings to the world. Blessings unbeknownst to you. Thank you for being the person that you are and continue to be that person. I love you, and I'm sure there are other people that love you too.